Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministries, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we do thank you for participating in this interactive Bible study. Interactive, what does that mean? That means you have an opportunity to be able to call in and participate with this Bible study, preaching or whatever word that God lays on the speaker's heart. Amen. You have an opportunity of calling in. So we'd like to ask you that, being that we open our mics, please make sure that you mute your mics, and when the speaker opens up the opportunity, to share, you can unmute your mics, because oftentimes we hear things in the background. These microphones these days are so sensitive, and we hear everything in the background. Amen. Even washing dishes, running water, we hear everything in the background. So we want to make sure that this is free and clear of any distractions for the speaker, and so that the word of God can go forth. Amen. And everybody can receive it. We do thank you for being obedient in that respect. This evening we are in Atlanta, Georgia. We are back with Pastor Rose Dixon. Amen. And she has a word from the Lord, and her title is Forgive. We're going to have prayer. Then after we have prayer, we're going to move forward. The next voice you'll hear will be Pastor Rose Dixon. We also like to let you know that you can archive any one of these messages. You can hear a message this evening and share it. It's another way, our opportunity to be able to spread the gospel, share it with family, friends. Amen. Isn't that what we are supposed to be about? Sharing the word of God. Amen. In our homes, on our job, wherever the case may be. And I tell you, the word does not come back void. Again, we do thank you for that. We're going to move forward. We're going to have prayer. Then after we have prayer, then we're going to move on over into Atlanta, Georgia. We do thank you for that. Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word that you have placed within our bosom, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. We ask, Heavenly Father, if there's anything that you see within us that's not of you, Heavenly Father, that you would just remove it, that you would cleanse it, Heavenly Father, that we might be made whole as we move forward in your word. We know, Heavenly Father, that you know our heart. We know you'll know our every thought. And we're asking, Heavenly Father, that for anything that we're doing that's not of you, we're asking for forgiveness. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you bless those in nursing homes. Bless the sick and afflicted. Bless all of the pastors, the churches. Bless the body of Christ, Father. Lord, we know that with you we can do all things. Without you, we can do nothing. We humble ourselves right now, Heavenly Father, and we fall, Heavenly Father, under your anointing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to move on over into Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. And the next voice you hear is Pastor Rose Dixon. Are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here, Dr. Clay. Yes, I am.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Yes, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. God is worthy of his praises on today. He's worthy. Hallelujah. And we just love the Lord today. I tell you, I love the Lord today for what he's doing in my life. And we thank the Lord for that. We thank God that he's moving obstacles out of our way. Amen. And he's moving us towards him. Amen. And so we thank God for this day. Amen. So I'm excited about the word on tonight. Amen. And I hope that you are excited about the word tonight. Amen. We're going to go and talk about some things that has been in my spirit and has been going on in our nation, amen. As Dr. Clay said, my topic is forgive. And so we have to learn to forgive in this season, amen. We have to get back into the forefront of Christ. And the only way that we can get in the forefront of Christ, we have to learn to forgive each other, amen. So let's go on into the text, because I don't want to, I want to get everything in. Amen. I don't want to go before. And so let's go to the text. We're in the book of Luke, the 23rd chapter, verses 34. It's a familiar passage of scripture. We're in Luke 23, just verse 34. And we're going to talk about this and we're going to break it down. Amen. 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 And it says, then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. and the word of God is blessed. Amen. As once again, my topic is basically forgive. It's a simple topic. Amen. But we make it difficult to forgive. But it's simply just asking for forgiveness for your brothers and sisters. Amen. And as we know, this particular scripture is was one of the last sayings that Jesus said on the cross. Amen. I know it's not a Resurrection Sunday, but this word is good all the time. Amen. And so I wanted to bring it out today because it's been in my spirit to forgive. And so as we look at this particular text, we see here in the text the word forgive. Amen. Forgive means to wipe clean, let go, or to pardon. I hear some background.
I think I did mute the mic. If you have your anything on, please turn it off or turn it down. I believe it's an 803 number. I'm not sure. Thank you.
You can still hear it because everybody is stuck with us.
Amen. And so as we look at the word, we look at the word forgive, and forgive means to wipe clean, to let go, to pardon. Amen. And so when we look at this word forgive, forgive also means sometimes forgiveness is a hard pill to swallow. Amen. After you've been mistreated, misunderstood, mishandled, you know, sometimes it's hard to forgive. After somebody has, you know, messed up your character, talked about you, cursed you out, you know, forgiveness is something hard to swallow. But God requires us to forgive. And so in this text, Jesus was on his last hour. The Bible says in Jesus' last hour, he prays to the Father and requests the Father to forgive the people who are responsible for crucifying him. I like this about Jesus. He didn't even think about himself. Amen. He was thinking about the people. Amen. And that's how awesome our God is, that, you know, he loves us unconditionally. When we mess up, when we do wrong, he still loves us. He still cares about us. And on this cross, he was still thinking about us and not about himself. After all that he was enduring, the Bible says, you know what happened on the cross. At one point, the blood was dripping on his body. He was wounded. They spit on him. They did all that they could do to him on that cross, and he still had that little voice to say to God, that plea to God, forgive us, forgive them. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so that's why, you know, I want to say right here, that's why I praise my Lord. I praise him. I give him all the glory. Because in spite of what he was going through, he was thinking about me. Amen. He was thinking about you that's on this line. We see that here's our God, a caring God, a loving God. How you can say that after you've been, people spit on you and wounded you, and you could say, I still forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for us to do that. But with Jesus, he did it for us. The scripture said that Jesus was bearing the sins of many, and he made intercession for the transgressors. He made intercession for us as he was on that cross. Oh, my God. I can imagine these words, forgive me, forgive them, was a moment of a terrible moment. Hallelujah. But he knew what was best for us. Amen. Mm-hmm. And he still was able to say, forgive them. Because sometimes we don't even know what we do. Amen. And sometimes we're doing stuff and we don't even know that we hurt people. We do stuff, we don't even know that we offend people. Amen. But how many of you know that you gotta still forgive in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it tastes like? In spite of what people have done to you, you still got to forgive. As I look in this world today and we see all this stuff is going on, I see that nobody's not forgiving one another. Listen, we all make mistakes. We all have done wrong. Amen. And how and why we cannot forgive one another? I look at it like this. God forgave me for all that he's done. God has forgiven you for all that you have done. So why can't you forgive your brothers and sisters? Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. That is so important that we must forgive. And I also was telling my people on my Sunday night prayer that we have to learn to forgive ourselves. Because sometimes we have a problem forgiving ourselves. After all that we have done to ourselves and we've done things, we have to learn to forgive ourselves so that we can move forward in God. Because how many of you know that sometimes you can hold up your own blessing? You can hold up what God has for you because you have not forgiven yourself. I say you got to free yourself. Amen. Mm-hmm. I even say to a point, sometimes you got to divorce yourself. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Divorce yourself from those things that has caused you to feel the way you feel. Amen. You got to let it go. And I know that many times people don't want to let go because you're holding on. You're holding on to this thing because it's hurt you, has crushed you. It has broken you down. And you still want to hold on to the grudge. But I come to let you know tonight it's time to let it go, so that you can move forward in God and begin to do the things that God has called you to do. Oh, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Because guess what? Mm. God knows what's best. So you might as well just let it go and say, God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my brother. I will be praying for you, instead of holding on to those grudges. And when you hold on and you don't forgive, sickness comes. You become sick because you holding on to some stuff that you have not let go. Some of you are holding on some things that had happened years ago, and you still harping on it. But God said, let it go, because it happened years ago. Some of you have, oh, my God, that could be my topic today. Hallelujah. Some of you are holding on to some bad relationships. God said tonight, let it go. It happened 20 years ago. It happened in 2010. Let it go. Matter of fact, it happened in 2018. Let it go, because we're in 2019. We want to move forward in God and not continue to worry about our past. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's just like when you're driving, right, in your rear-view mirror. Are you using your rear-view mirror to drive? No, you're using the front window to get to where you need to go. And sometimes we need to stop looking in our rearview mirror and say, God, I'm going. I'm moving into my new destiny. I'm moving into my new season. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. So forgive. That's one point that I want to talk about, that we have to learn to forgive others and let it go. Mm. Because guess what? It don't belong to you anyway.
Amen.
Let it go. God got something better for you than holding on to that. Some of you are holding on to some old friends that is not helping you get to the next level. Let them go. They're leeches. Let them go. Because sometimes, realize when you move up, God, when you move up in God, sometimes you can't take them with you. Why? Because they can hinder you and hindering your purpose. Amen. So you have to learn to let it go in this season. Amen. Because God wants to do some great things in you tonight. He wants to move mighty in your life. But we holding up. We holding it up because we're holding on to some things that God has already let go. He forgave you for it. So let it go. Mm-hmm. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. Let go of the hurt. Let go of the past. Let it go tonight. Amen. And so as we look at the word forgive as well, I got a little testimony that happened to me a couple years ago. One day my best friend, she had called me, and she had told me that one of my friends in New York was talking about me. and saying all these kinds of things about me, just saying some derogatory things and things that wasn't right. And, you know, I got upset. I got a little upset, and I got bitter. I got angry. But then I turned that around. After a while, I consult the Lord. I turned it around, and I began to ask God. I said, Lord, forgive him for what he's doing because he don't know what he's saying. And I had to forgive him because he was a real close friend of mine. And so when somebody's real close to you, hallelujah, and they start to talk about you, say things, and say negative things about you, you feel hurt. You know, you begin to feel damaged. You begin to feel like, wow, you're supposed to be my friend. You're supposed to be my sister. You're supposed to be my brother. And you're talking like me, and you're talking about me, and that thing hurts. And it's hard to forgive. But see, I had to do like Jesus, as Jesus did on that cross. Forgive him, for he do not know what he is saying. And so you have to forgive. You have to get to that point and say, Lord, forgive them. Because if I didn't forgive him, you know, bitter will continue to stay in me, and I will defile my surroundings. It will contaminate you. When you don't forgive, you contaminate yourself. Mm-hmm. Amen? You begin to defile your environment because you're worrying about it. You're getting sick about it. You can't move. You get depressed. That's why some people get depressed, because you have not forgiven. You have not let go. I don't know who this is for. I'm not here to preach you, but I'm here to teach you and tell you what God is saying on tonight. Amen. Is that all right? Amen. And so it's important that you forgive, because you don't want your environment to be contaminated, because it will be contaminated.
Amen.
If you don't let it go. It's a sickness. When you don't forgive, I say it's a disease. It's a disease because it will eat you up. It'll eat you up spiritually. It'll eat you up mentally. It'll eat you up emotionally because you have not forgave. Amen. And so as we look at the scripture, it also says that he asked the Father to forgive them. In other words, to pardon them because they were ignorant. There was ignorance there. Amen. They were ignorant about what was going on. And when I look up the word ignorance, it let me know that ignorance has a job to do, and that is to confuse you. When you're ignorant about something, that means you're confused. Amen. It also causes you to sin greatly. So when you're ignorant to stuff, you sin. You do things that's not like of God. Amen, because the sin will confuse you and make you feel like it's okay. When we look at these different sins, when you lie, when you cheat, when you homosexuality, when you do fornication, it tricks you to thinking it's of God. Amen? Mm-hmm. And so it could cause sin greatly to come upon you. See, these people, they didn't even have no clue of what they was really doing to Jesus. Mm-hmm. If they really knew who he was, they wouldn't have done what they had done to him. Mm-hmm. Amen? Because of that ignorance. Not having the lack, the knowledge of God. And when you don't have the knowledge of God, my God, you in a dangerous place. You in a dangerous position when you don't have the knowledge of God. Because you're going to be doing all kinds of things. It's like sin will be the puppet. It'll tell you to do the things that you should not be doing. It'll be pulling your strings. Sin. This is what sin does. It pulls. It's like a puppet. It tells you what to do. It's like it retransforms your mind. When I don't like to talk about it a lot, but I'm going to say it anyhow. When we look at the homosexuals, when they thinking that God designed you to be a woman, but then you're going to say, the sin's going to tell you, oh, you a man. Oh, Jesus, God didn't make you right. He made a mistake. That's what sin will do, will confuse you, thinking one way and it's not. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions as I move over? Because we're talking about ignorance. Amen. Any questions?
Well, how you doing this evening? Can everybody hear me?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is Miles. God bless everybody. Hey, sis, preach, you was talking about forgiveness, and you talk about when you don't forgive, it'll contaminate your environment. And as you was speaking on that, I was thinking about Matthew, the 18th chapter. I believe it started in verse 21. I think it's the end of chapter, verse 35, about the one man who owed, and he begged down and asked for forgiveness, and he gave him forgiveness. But that same man who asked for forgiveness had someone who owed him.
That's
he didn't
right.
forgive him. And his environment
That's
became
right.
contaminated because he didn't have his heart to forgive. So I just want to
right.
add that to what you said about the forgiveness part. And one more thing about the forgiveness. Well, really, forgiveness is for you. It's not for the other person. Because it releases your heart. There's a song that's been playing on the radio many years ago. It says, I got an ice box where my heart used to be. And the ice box is there because you never forgave. That's why your heart is so cold. So I just wanted to add this to you. Good word. You feed my spirit on tonight. God bless.
Amen. And also, they reacted on emotion and not on the truth. Because the truth of the matter is, like I said, if they knew who he was, they would never have done what he's done to them. Amen. That's why, see, ignorance will cause you to make dumb moves. When you're ignorant about stuff, you'll be making some dumb moves. I'm just going to keep it real, and I'm going to keep it raw. You make dumb moves when you're ignorant to things. Amen. And I say tonight, when you make a decision, don't move on emotion. Consult the Lord. I want to stop right here because I see a lot of people move on emotion, especially when it's pertaining to church. People leave church because they got hurt, or they didn't like what the pastor said, or something happened, and you left on emotions and not on God. Amen. And that's a dangerous thing. When you move on emotions, because God is not about emotions. He's not about you. He's not about that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important that you never move on emotions. Make the right decisions by consulting the Lord. Everything that you do, let me tell you here, everything that you do, consult the Lord first. I had a cousin. I got stories. I had a cousin that he was so religious. I was younger then. And I was like, why are you acting like that? He used to be like, I pray, eating an apple. He'll say, Lord, should I eat this apple today? Or he'll pray over the apple. He'll pray over little things. And I used to look at him, I was like, why are you praying over that? Now as I got older, and as I mature in ministry, I realize that you got to pray over this food. Amen. Because now the food, what we're eating, you don't know what we're eating now. And so you got to be careful what you eat. And you got to be careful what you eat spiritually. That's why you can't keep on running from church to church to church. You better stay put until God says to go and not move on your emotions. Once again, you move on your emotions, that's a dumb move.
That's good.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful. You can't go on because somebody hurt me. Okay. You get over it and you pray and ask God to heal you. And you stay right in that ministry and get whatever you need. And you know what? Sometimes that happens, and sometimes the devil does that because he don't want you to grow. He don't want you to grow in that ministry. So he'll throw all these things in the way so that you can really miss what God has for you.
That's right.
So you got to be careful moving in emotions tonight. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So whatever you do, consult the Lord. Because he's there to help you. Because guess what? He knows what's best for you. He knows your beginning and your end. He created you. So he knows. So it's important that we do not move on emotions, but consult the Lord in every move that you do. I consult the Lord in everything I do. I even consult the Lord about, Lord, what should I wear today? because sometimes what you wear can offend somebody. Amen?
And
if you didn't believe that,
yep.
What you wear can offend somebody.
Yep.
And it happened to me. And that's why a light bulb went off, and I continue to consult the Lord. Whatever I wear, I have, because it can offend somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Places that you go, you better pray. Because if you go to some places that was not ordained for you to go, my God, my God. Woof.
Mm.
You better hear me today.
Mm.
You better hear me tonight. You have to pray every time you make a move. Allow God
Amen.
To order your steps. Not order
mm-hmm.
your own, but let God do it for you.
Amen.
Amen. Stop putting you in places that you don't belong in. But let God
mm-hmm.
lead you and guide you to
mm-hmm.
all truth and all understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, my.
Amen.
That was a lot
Amen.
Right there. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Even
Amen.
When your emotions will play with you as well. You thinking it's one way, and it's not. I find
mm-hmm.
a lot of people that do that, when they in emotion, you can't function. When you crying, you upset, you're hurt, you can't think properly. You thinking it's something, and it's not. Sometimes that's why I say you can't make no moves when you're hurt. You can't
mm-hmm.
make no moves when you're in pain. You can't make no moves when you're crying. Just cry it out. Do
mm-hmm.
what you got to do. Get yourself together and then make your decision. Because if you
mm-hmm.
do that, you could put yourself in a bad situation. And then you're wondering,
mm-hmm.
how did I get here?
Mm-hmm.
Because you moved on emotions and not when God said to move. I hope
yeah.
I'm helping someone on tonight.
Brother,
come on.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Even your emotions will make you come out of your character.
Yes.
Somebody hurt
yes.
you really bad. You'll be
yes.
cussing at
yes.
them. You'll be saying
mm-hmm.
some stuff that you never thought that was in
mm-hmm.
you, or you never thought that would ever come out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say something to hurt somebody, and then you got to say, oops. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Because you moved on your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I know plenty of times people get on my last nerve. They get on my nerves. But I got to calm myself before I
mm-hmm.
say something that's not like God that come out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only human. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saved,
Amen.
Sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. But I'm only human. I'm in the flesh. And
that's
sometimes
right.
if
Amen.
I don't shut my mouth and sit for a minute and
mm-hmm.
say, Lord, guide my tongue,
mm-hmm.
close my mouth, I'll be messed up. I'll be saying something that I shouldn't be saying to somebody. Ah,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah.
Amen.
I know that I'm not the only one. Amen. Amen.
Because
sometimes people can get you to a place where you don't want to go. And sometimes they'll take you to a place that you that you was back then, and they try to bring it back to you.
Ooh, girl.
My God.
Talk to
me, girl. You need the Lord. You're right here. You need that Lord to help you through.
Good evening.
You're right about that.
People will take you to a place where you don't want to go. But you know what? And I say this from time and time again. You know, you have no control. Well, this was ministered to me by Brother Moderator. So, you know, I'm just repeating what he said to me months ago. You have no control of what they do to you, but you can control how you react to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you gave a good formula. Sit there if you got to cry, cry it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but don't act on them emotions because they will get you in trouble. And I know about that. I know about that firsthand. So you just bringing mm-hmm. something back to my remembrance. God bless. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I was calling Pastor Rose, and she be my sounding board. And, you know, once I talk it out, and then she counsels me, the Holy Spirit comes in and calms that ugliness, you know. But we thank God for the Holy Spirit, don't act it, because Lord God in heaven knows there's some folk that will take you there.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, you find yourself back in the day. Only what's the twist is I'd be anointing them from head to toe with my fist in Jesus' name. But we thank God. But we thank God that there is a God who sits high and knows his job. So what we
come
do
on.
Is we pray. We pray, we talk it out, and we calm ourselves.
What you say? That you talking? You talking about laying hand on folk, huh?
Oh my God, man! I'm being transparent, man. You just don't know.
That's the truth. I said the same thing.
But you know what? I thank God that we're growing, and we're continuously growing. And God, the good work God has started in us, He shall complete it if we're submissive.
Yeah.
You know, because we have that free will that can go there anytime. Any moment of
Hallelujah.
The day. But because of Christ. Because
thank you,
of
Lord.
Christ.
Yes.
Goodness.
Amen.
But
amen.
I wanted to.
Could please get Psalm 147:3. Read 147:3. That reminds me of so much of people who don't care anything about how you feel. Usually, those are the ones. But 147:3 is what I try to remember. Who's got that?
He that healeth the broken in the heart and bindeth up the wounds.
Yes. Read that again.
He that healeth the broken heart and bindeth up their wounds.
He that healeth the broken heart. That's what it is. They hurt our feelings. That our heart feels broke sometimes. And we know we got wounds.
That word wounds actually can be translated literally to sorrows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes.
He that healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their
Hallelujah.
Wounds.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
That's really
that's
good.
That's powerful. Let me get my highlights to that one.
Yes. Amen. And so as the scripture moves on to say, listen, these rough soldiers were so ignorant that they were treating the master, Jesus, as he was already dead. They were disposing his raiment, of which they had stripped him before fastening him to Christ. So there was already ignorant to the fact that, okay, he was already dead, so let me just take his garments and begin to dispose them and do all that we can do to his garments. And the Lord let me know today that some of you right now are dealing with some people like that who's trying to strip you of your trying to strip you naked of your character and your
Amen.
Amen. We have people sometimes try to take that away from you, and by sitting there talking about your character and sitting there talking about your dignity and trying to strip it away from you. But that's okay today. But believe in 3 days you will rise again. Amen. And what I mean by that, you know, in spite of what they say to you, in spite of what they do, in 3 days you will rise again. When they see you, you will have all power in your hand. So we don't have to worry about what people do to you as long as you're in Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. You win. Amen. You have the power and the authority to overcome whatever that comes against you. Amen. And so we have to understand that whatever that you go through, God is with you. The Bible said he nailed it at the cross. Amen. Every sickness, every disease, everything that you go through is nailed at the cross. We are healed. All we have to look is for the manifestation of the healing to take place, because we are already healed.
And we got all power in our hands because of what Jesus done for us. Amen.
Amen.
The third part I want to talk about, because it's running out of time, is the assignment. They didn't understand his assignment. Jesus had to take this road. This assignment that Jesus had to be fulfilled. Because guess what? Because God could only have called the legions of angels to wipe us out. God could have did it another way, just called his angels to wipe us out. But he loved us that much that he gave his only begotten son, hallelujah, for us, died for us. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important that we must praise him, hallelujah, and worship
Amen.
Him. Because guess what? Mm-hmm. We were heading to hell. Our destiny, destination was hell.
Yep,
but
that's
God,
right.
Hallelujah. Every time I wake up, I said, but God, I thank you today, hallelujah, that I have another opportunity to get it right with you. I thank you, God, hallelujah,
Amen.
For abundant life, hallelujah, because if it had not been you, I'll be messed up. I thank you that you took the suffering, you took the pain, you took it, hallelujah, for me. He did it for you. And that's why I don't understand, hallelujah, how people could do wrong against God, how you go against God. After all that he has done for you, you go against God? Hallelujah. He's given you the gift of salvation. Hallelujah. You are no longer bound. You're free from your sin. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. I'm free today. I'm free to give him glory. I'm free to live this life that God has given unto me. I don't have to be bound. I don't have to take down what the enemy says to me or do to me, because I have power to rebuke him. I always say in my prayer, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and I send you back to the pit of hell where you belong. See, sometimes when the enemy comes, you got to send him somewhere, and you got to send him right back to the pit of hell where he belongs, because he does not live in your house anymore. I always say, I evict you from this body. I send you eviction notice. Sometimes you got to speak. I just feel my help. Hallelujah. You got to speak to that thing and tell it it's got to go, because it does not belong to you. God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
you got to take ownership. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Take ownership of this body, because you can, from the devil, from the enemy. Hallelujah. We allow the enemy to run and rip in our bodies. We allow him to do whatever he wants to do. But I come to let you know tonight that you evict him out of your body, evict him out of this house, and say he got to go, because we have the victory. And guess what? We win. We winners. If you don't know that, we win. In spite of what comes, we win. The Bible says no weapon formed against us should prosper. Guess what? It's going to prosper, but it ain't going to penetrate. It ain't going to win if we don't allow it. My God. Hallelujah. I always say, I am above and not beneath. You got to remind yourself of those scriptures when it comes to financing, when it comes to healing, when it comes to emotional, when it comes to hurt. You got to remind yourself of those scriptures so you could come out of that and not allow the hurt to stay in you. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Because you're free today. Hallelujah. And if I had a subject tonight, it would have been, he did it for you. Hallelujah. He did it
hallelujah.
For you. He made the sacrifice for you. How do you know that as mothers and fathers, would you allow your son to lay down his life for someone? Many mothers, many fathers won't do that. But guess what? God did. He did it for us.
Yes,
and that's why
he
gets the glory. That's why there should be a praise continually being in your mouth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Always. I told them on my 6 a.m. prayer this morning, you need to change your garment and put the garment of praise and put the garment of worship on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got to learn to praise him. We got to learn to worship him through the good and the bad. Because guess what? It's going to present itself. We're going to have trials and tribulations. Stuff is going to happen. But you got to learn how to handle it when it comes. You can't back down from it. You just got to go on a praise. You got to go in the worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus paid the price for us that we could not owe, that we cannot pay back. But we could pay back in praise. We could pay back in worship. We could pay back and do the right thing, follow his rules and his regulations, keep his commandments. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He died in our place so that we can have relationship with God. Because we didn't have a relationship with God. Because, you know, when you're in sin, you can't have a relationship with God when you're in sin. You can't have mess going on like that and be in tight relationship with God.
No,
we had
true.
To be free so that we could be in relationship with God. It's just like when you're in relationship with a man or a woman and you are messy, who want to be bothered with you when you're so messy? And you so nagging. Especially these husbands and wives, when you nagging each other, your husband don't want to be bothered with that. Or your wife don't want to be bothered with that. You want a peaceful relationship. Amen. And so it's the same thing with God. God wants us to have peace with him and be in relationship with him. And only when that can be in relationship with God, we have to line up with the word of God. Oh, come on, somebody. We have to be lined up with the word of God. Your lifestyle has to line up with the word of God.
That's right.
You can't be living this raggedy life thinking that you're going to be a tight relationship with God. You got to strip those things that's not like him in you to get intimate with God. You can't come to God any kind of a way.
That's right.
You can't. You can't come. Mm-hmm. That's why when you pray, you got to ask the Holy Ghost first. Before you go into pray, you got to ask, take everything out of me before I come to you, God. Any malice, any jealousy, anything. You got to come with a clear mind and a clear heart when you want to come to God. Because guess what? Because God comes to you that way. Why not come to God in that way? Ah, oh, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus laid down his life so that we can have everlasting life and more abundantly. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he did it for me. He did it for you. Hallelujah. Listen, without the Father giving out his Son, we would not be able to be free. We cannot walk freely in this. Hallelujah. He has healed us. He delivered us at this cross. Diseases was nailed at the cross. Every sickness, everything that we go through was nailed at the cross. Amen. So we can walk in our healing today. Even though you may be having a little pain in your body, you can still claim I'm healed. Yes, sometimes I have some issues, but I'm still claiming I'm healed. I still bring the scriptures out. I'm healed. In spite of what it looks like, I'm healed. Because guess what? He nailed it at the cross. Hallelujah. And I believe, this is what I believe, it hurts God when we sin. Why? Because it was nailed at the cross. And it hurts him when you pick it back up. It's like when you nail something, it's dead nail, right? When it's nailed, it's dead. But why are we trying to resurrect it? Why are we trying to take the nail out and resurrect it again? It's dead to the nail. Why are we trying to resurrect it? What God has done for you. Why are you trying to resurrect after you've been delivered? It's so funny how you are delivered, right? And then you go back to it again.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You know
my
what
God.
I
Hallelujah.
Think the problem is? I think the problem, would you get Matthew 28:19for me again? Matthew 28:19. It's because people, you know, so much problems today because people think that they're saved. Who's saved? Would you read 28:19, Matthew?
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's the one you wanted?
Teach them. Yeah, teach them. Go ahead. You see, we're to go into all the world and teach the people. We've been getting it backwards. We're getting it. Believe. Come on into church. Believe that Jesus can save you. No, you got to teach them and then baptize them and teach them in the commandments of the Lord. And all the commandments. I think that's the next verse.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world.
Yes. And teach them of all the things I commanded you. A part of that is getting holy. It's tearing off the soul flesh. And it's... That's what I think.
Amen.
Personal.
And so, you know, we want to resurrect things again. Another situation is just like, you know, when your loved ones or your friends, they bring back up things that happened like years ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They resurrect that bad thing that happened. Mm. And that hurts you, right? That hurts. Mm-hmm. That's the same way with God. That's how God feels when we sin. It hurts him after he took care of it. And then you want to just bring it
people
back.
People got to be taught.
And so that hurts him. Just like it hurts you when somebody does that to you. You've been delivered already, right? You've been delivered of drinking. You've been delivered of fornication. And here somebody bring up that, oh, yeah, I remember when you were da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
That's old. Why are you still trying to bring that up? God delivered me from that.
Mm-hmm.
And those things hurt you. And it's just as well it hurts God. So it's important that we follow what God has called us to do. We follow his commands. Don't you know this is hurting God, what's happening now?
Follow his commands.
It's hurting him now. We're not even loving our brothers and sisters. It's the body of Christ, his children, his bridegroom, are not doing what they're supposed to do in church. We are fighting each other in the house of God.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's hurting him. He sees how people, I go back to the homosexuals because I go back to it, how they're changing their bodies. How you change the whole, how you try to change what God has made.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know you're making a fool out of yourself because you can't redo what God has done.
Mm-hmm.
And when you try to redo what God has done, you mess yourself up. That's why they look crazy now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. So I say tonight, forgive. That's one part. And he did it for you. And since he did it for you, let's be great children of God. Let's be good king's children. Let's do what God has called us to do. Stop fighting and bickering, and let's be committed.
Mm-hmm.
Prophetess said something the other day, how she read something, and it talked about being committed, and she was saying how God sees your commitment with my Sunday night prayer, and it's God sees my commitment on the Wednesday morning. That's what God is looking. He's going to bless because of the commitment. In spite of this, 5-6 people come on. Be still committed. Because God is honoring that. He's honoring your commitment. He loves when you're committed to him. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. It moves him.
Oh, my.
He knows that, well, if she's committed or he's committed, I could bless her with something else. I could make a bigger blessing.
Because I can trust
her. I can take her to another level. Yes, and I can trust her. With the next phase of her blessings because she's committed to this little one, this little one thing she's committed to. I know I can bless her. Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I'm finished. Amen. I know we had. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I just get excited. I'm sorry.
No, it's good. It's good.
Ain't nothing wrong with getting excited. Go ahead. Let it loose.
Yeah.
Let it loose. Don't hold it. You don't want no rock to cry for you. I can attest to that.
Listen, pass the mouth.
y'all had me laughing tonight, but it was real.
No. You know what I was thinking about how Pastor,
we have a lot of numbers on here. Are there any comments? Mm-hmm. Anyone would like to ask a question, or there are comments that someone would like to ask? The numbers are, there's a lot of numbers on here, and I want to make sure that everyone is heard.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
This was a good topic because we need this. We need to know about the forgiveness of God and the forgiveness of how we should be treating one another with forgiveness.
Amen.
You know, with a soft hand of tolerance, you know. And it's like Pastor said, it's a hard pill to swallow when you have to forgive like that. But like Pastor Nall said, you know, you're not just doing it for you're doing it for yourself, not just for the other person, but for yourself.
Yes.
And I like how you said, Pastor, that unforgiveness is like a disease. And I remember hearing a preacher say one time that disease, those two words, dis-ease, it brings a dis-ease in your spirit. It brings a dis-ease where there's no peace. And where there's no peace, there's no God. So we have to examine ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
You know,
and know that and know that God is able.
Yes. And like that scripture that says that put the mind of Christ, Jesus, put on the mind of Christ.
Yes.
I thought I've got love on my mind.
Amen. I thought about forgetting those things that are behind us. You know, those hurts that was years ago. And you can tell when somebody's over those hurts.
Hallelujah.
When those buttons are pushed, when somebody's brought something up and it doesn't affect you, then you're over it. But if it still affects you, then you haven't dealt with it. You know, and that's what we have to do. We have to deal with it. Allow God to take us into that resuscitation room, into that breathing room, where he could take out those things that disturbs our spirit.
Hallelujah.
For pressing on, for moving on. God expects us to not look back, like Pastor was saying. We
not look back.
In the car, that front view is large. It's wide. And that rear view is small. So he doesn't want us to focus our attention on the rear. That's saying that we don't look back. We look back with experience. But we look ahead with purpose.
I remember my pastor telling me the only bird that goes backwards is the dodo bird.
Wow.
I haven't seen it, but I cannot understand why they call it the dodo bird.
Hallelujah.
And what, not cutting you off, but and what else that you said about, you know, hurt builds our character. You know, it's sorry to say, but it does, as we allow God to build our character.
And
like
that,
you said, hurt in church, and then we're hopping from one church to the next church and the next church.
And I like that, the wounded, sorrow.
That
going to keep that in mind.
Amen.
You know, I want to add on to what you were saying about hopping from one church to another church. I disagree with staying still in a place if you're not getting the word or getting growth from it.
Oh, that's true.
We all have to find the place that fits. And sometimes it does have, you have to go to church to find that right fit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to stay someplace and you're not being fed, you're not getting the word, then you need to really think about, well, do I need to be here?
Because the Lord,
yes, and
yes,
I do understand
yes,
being
yes,
involved.
I thought that she was mentioning,
also,
I thought that she was mentioning when she said that leaving from church is when the preacher or the pastor or the hour actually speaking and they saying something that you don't agree
right.
with, but it's the word.
Right. No,
I believe she came from that angle.
That was before. No,
right.
that was said before that. That came after, but it was
okay.
The statement was jumping from church to church, and then the statement came to another topic came up of being disgruntled with the pastor or someone within the church.
Yeah,
okay.
But consult the Lord too. I understand what you're saying about, you know, you want to find the right fit and everything. But don't jump, but consult the Lord first.
Right.
Don't sit there and just go. That's what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying. You know, just because you feel whatever you feel, but you better make sure that's in alignment with God. Because if you don't, you're going to mess yourself up. And you
mm-hmm.
find yourself
and
jumping again.
With you on
jumping
that.
Again and jumping again. So I'm just saying just consult the Lord before you go. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you know
yeah,
what I remember that I wanted to jump out of the church that I'm in right now, and I wanted to leave the tracks and get up out of there. But you know what I found? That there was things in me that God wanted to pull out, and things
mm-hmm.
in me that He wanted to build. And things in me that He wanted to mold.
Mm-hmm.
So because He saw my future, He saw where I was going and where I am now and where I'm needed to go, that it was a training ground, so to speak. You know,
yeah.
We can't be so thin-skinned. Because God told me, He said, Edna, He said, no matter what people say or do, or how they even treat you, and it's a hard pill to swallow. He says, but I want you to manifest, and that wasn't a word, but be the example of the fruit of my spirit, because that's what Jesus did. Look what look what they did to Him. The fruit of the spirit He still loved. And like Pastor said, even on that cross, He said, forgive them. For they know not
mm-hmm.
what they do.
Yeah,
now, like Pastor said, he could have got up out of there. He could have called on the angels and
yeah.
said, you know what, take me out of here and wipe them out. But what he
yeah.
saw was he looked beyond their faults and saw their need. Their need was the need
mm-hmm.
for salvation.
Amen.
And
he
then
had
he saw
love
us,
on his mind.
And then he saw us down through the generations. He
yeah.
saw Aletha,
hallelujah.
John, Edna, Pastor. He saw us all, is why he stayed. And for us, why we stay or why we, I'm not saying, like Pastor said, consult the Lord if we're going to move. But if he says, if he doesn't say anything, then you stand still.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, really stand still, because there have been times I wanted to get up out of there and I thought I heard the Lord. And then here you come with here comes a witness that, oh, yeah, right. God want me to stand still.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't hear anything. And when you don't hear anything, you're supposed to stay still. Because God will tell us when.
Yes, he will.
But that's where the impatience comes in on it. Amen.
I want to make a comment that I did enjoy the word on forgive, because
oh,
that is a
late.
That is so difficult. That is so difficult, because when we don't
mm-hmm.
forgive, as Pastor Dixon had made a comment, you know, that just creates a division between you and the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
If that's no different, that when he spoke that to the nation of Israel, they weren't on the right path. And
mm-hmm.
it took them 40 years before
Whoa.
They had to get it together. But during that time,
mm-hmm.
it's the same place that we're supposed to be. We're supposed to stay in prayer, as you mentioned. There's repentance.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that is so that we can be saved. So that
yeah.
we don't want to leave this world
and go and we know that there's hope for tomorrow, but we want to make it to the next life, to the next life, and that's heaven. And that's what we're here for, working on that. And it requires forgiving because it just divides, it divides the body, the person between God. So I do thank you for that word. That definitely was resonated in my spirit, When I thought about that, I thought about the old man, that old self, and then the new self. And that new self came into renewing of knowledge. Once we become knowledge of who God truly is, who he really is, then we'll willingly forgive others. So I do thank you for that. I do thank you for all the comments, those you listen. Next week we are be in New York with Pastor Dawn Nixon. We will be there, and I think on the 4th we're going to be, we have a new speaker that's coming on from out of Maryland, and it's a pastor from out of Maryland. I'm sorry, the name has slipped me. Pastor Maddox will be, this is his first time on, and he's coming from Mother Gloria's ministry, prayer ministry. So he's
calling
coming
to
from,
me.
Call
coming
to
me ministry.
What is the name of it?
Call Unto Me Ministry.
Oh, Call Unto Me Ministry. Okay. Amen. So we're looking forward to these 2 weeks. We pray that you would tune in.
Hallelujah.
And be a part of it. Listen, we're just sitting around the table, and all we're doing is just feeding on the Word of God. So I pray that you, next time that you will come hungry and ready to eat. Remember, we love you. But God loves
good
you.
Good news.
God bless you.
I love you.
I love you. God bless you.
Love you too.
I face the dawn.